This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas Secretary of State John Thurston released a statement yesterday announcing his office would not be requiring employees to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, nor would they be requiring proof of a negative test. This is in response to President Joe Biden, who recently announced a vaccine mandate for all employers who have at least 100 employees. That includes the Secretary of State's office. Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore reached out to the secretary and asked if he knew how many of his employees are currently vaccinated.
I sure don't. I have never asked and won't. I will not ask. I mean, I feel that it's folks, individuals' medical records or decisions are personal, so I've never asked those questions to staff.
The other element of this, too, is you say that nor will I require proof of negative COVID tests. I think from my point of view, I can understand not wanting to require vaccines, but I think requiring negative tests is just a matter of safety more than a matter of freedoms.
Sure.
Would you argue with that?
And you know, no, and perhaps that could have been worded a little differently because I think, you know, I believe it was Biden had said, you know, you're either going to have to be vaccinated or you're going to have to prove negative, what, weekly or every 3 days, or I don't know the exact number. We are not going to do that. We're not going to require an individual to come weekly with a negative COVID test. And that's kind of when we stated that was the reason. And of course, even if someone is tested positive, we have not, of course, they're quarantined, they're off work for the number of days that CDC recommends. Even then, you don't go and get another test to make sure you are COVID-free before you come back. You do not have to do that once you've been quarantined. The number of days and plus, you know, not had any symptoms and fever and so forth, whatever is involved in that.
I wonder if an argument could be made, though, that your health decisions are such a personal freedom that one could argue that even if they do test positive, that they should still be able to come to work. What would you say if you had an employee who made that argument?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, and I don't know that you could tell them not to come to work constitutionally.
Would that concern you and your fellow staff members if you had an employee who made that decision?
Well, I think we would have to address that if it came up. I suppose an option would be that they would be working, they'd be working alone somewhere away from everyone. That's for sure. I don't know. Has there ever been, has that come up that someone, have you ever heard of that?
I haven't. Yeah, I mean, I
haven't either. But
I can imagine that
it's possible. It's
sure.
Possible. Sure.
I imagine that there are certain libertarians who would push the envelope as far as they could, perhaps. I don't know that that's a reality, but it worries me that, you know, if we have folks who are so adamant about not getting a vaccine and so adamant about not getting tested, that it's in the realm of possibility that someone could test positive and say, well, it's a false negative, or they could say, I'm not that concerned. I'm young. I'm
sure.
I'm healthy.
Sure.
So I think that's where my concern comes from.
Sure. And, you know, and I suppose that, you know, we'd have to see if it passes a constitutional test. I mean, that's really my position. It's not so much from a position of pro or anti-vaccine or anything like that. It's a position of individual liberties and you know, you own your own health. You make your own health decisions without any incentives or any arm twisting from your employer or even the government.
I understand your point of view. I think, though, that viewing an incentive as a dirty word or as a bad thing is a little misaligned, though, because I think for some folks, it may take an incentive to make the right choice, even if it's not the choice that they would naturally make.
Well, that's a good point. But what is the right choice?
Sure. I think when we look at tax incentives, right, there are companies who can choose to set up shop in Florida, or they can choose to set up shop in Arkansas, or they can choose to set up shop in Texas. Right. And there are incentives for folks to make that decision. And I would argue that incentives aren't a bad thing in that way. So I wonder why you would be opposed to incentives on the personal level.
Well, that's a valid point. I guess it leads one to think that it has more to do with getting a person to make a particular decision than it does with, I'm concerned about your health.
Secretary, have you had an opportunity to get the vaccine yet?
You know, I'm going to keep my medical records and decisions confidential.
That was Arkansas Secretary of State John Thurston with Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore.